Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Sharon as she ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. That was so good. Amen. And I'm probably going to be doing a little repeat of some things from our message last week. But y'all just act like, huh, I've never heard that before. That was so good. Amen. So we're making kindness a habit. And it's something that we're all working on. Amen. All of us. So, you know, we have to learn to be kind. It's a process. We have to learn, you know, and we have to grow in kindness. And I'm speaking to myself, amen, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I need a kindness adjustment. Amen. I need that. We all need that, don't we? Amen. We're all working on it. I want to start in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 in the Passion. And it says, "You are always and dearly loved by God. So robe yourself in virtues of God, since you have been divinely chosen to be holy. Be merciful as you endeavor to understand others, and be compassionate and showing kindness toward all. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable in your patience with others." I have to work on that, don't y'all? Our patience, work on patience with others. But, you know, it says, and I talked about the virtues of God a little bit last week, but, you know, we are to robe ourselves in the virtues of God. We're supposed to put on, purposely put on the virtues of God. And, you know, kindness is one of the virtues of the Lord. And so we're putting that kindness on, and we're allowing ourselves to grow in that virtue, and as we do with all of the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, excuse me. But the virtues of God, you know, is something that we want to work on a daily basis. It's not, you know, you just get up one day and you put on kindness and you're going to be kind every day for the rest of your life. No, it doesn't work that way. I wish it did, you know. I wish, you know, we just woke up with kindness just dripping off of us. But especially before I have my coffee in the morning, you know, I tell Pastor, don't ask me any questions yet. Give me time to drink my coffee. So, but anyway, and I mean that in the kindest way. Praise God. I'm glad God has a sense of humor. But, you know, God has been so kind to us, hasn't He? He saved us, you know, when we didn't deserve it. You know, He just, and has done so many more things for us in our lives that we don't even realize on a daily basis what all God is doing for us. But He's right there, you know, ministering to us each and every day. So praise God for that. You know, God is good, isn't He? And God is love. He is full of love. He is full of kindness. You know, and kindness is love in action. You know, we're expressing the virtues of God. We're expressing His character when we show that kindness to other people. 1 John 4, chapter 4, 7 through 10, and this is the Message translation. It says, "Beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know Him if you don't love. This is how God showed His love for us. God sent His only Son into the world so we might live through Him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. So we want to keep that relationship with the Lord wide open, don't we? We don't want any area closed off from God. Praise God that His goodness, Father, has just been so much on us. His kindness has been so much on our lives. And we can, it's the least we can do, isn't it? To express the kindness of God through us. Allow Him, you know, that's one way of allowing God to use us. And you know, it can be difficult at times, as the pastor was talking about, those people that they don't know us or they would love us, you know. But you know, we have to work on that. Have that attitude of loving, of kindness, amen. You know, because it's so hard right now in the world. You know, people are not kind. They are just not kind, and you know, they are calloused even. They're uncaring. A lot of people in the world, they're just uncaring and callous. And so we want to put on, we want to robe ourselves each day in that kindness of God, you know, and let His light shine through us in the area of kindness. So kindness is doing kind things for other people, whether you get anything in return.
That's right.
You know, pastor's talking about motive. A lot of times we'll think, well, you know, if I get something out of this, I'll be kind. He's talking about the boss. If I get something out of it, then I'll be kind. But that's not the right motive to have, amen? We want to be kind whether we get anything in return or not. But God showed us His kindness through His salvation and so much more. And we didn't deserve that kindness, did we? None of us deserved it. So, you know, when we show kindness, we're showing that love of God. We're showing that how God has treated us. God has treated us with mercy, hasn't He? He's treated us with grace. He's treated us with love. He's treated us with kindness. He's treated us so good in so many ways. And so that's one way of sharing the gospel. Just showing kindness, just showing that virtue of kindness that God has and how He has treated us. Galatians 6 and 7 says, we reap what we sow. Very simply, we reap what we sow. You want kindness? Sow kindness. Amen. We want people to be kind to us, don't we? So we need to be kind to other people. So we will reap, amen, reap kindness from other people. So, you know, kindness is being a fruit of the Spirit. We have to practice it. It doesn't just fall on us. We've got to practice it, put it into practice. You just try it one time. You might say, well, you know, it's just too hard working with so-and-so. They just, you know, they just press my buttons. Well, you know, we all have those people in our lives, don't we? And they just know what to do or just what to say that will press your button. Well, you know, that's all the enemy would need. You know, and then for the rest of your day, it's like your day is just spoiled. But, you know, when we press through those feelings, not allowing the devil to get the best of us, we press through with kindness. Amen? And, you know, that showing and practicing kindness. Once you press through that, you will be amazed at what God will do in your life. He will turn things around for your good. You know, and one scripture that Pastor and I, we use on almost on a daily basis on everything in our life is Ephesians 2:20. 3:20, I always get that wrong. 3:20, it will be exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And you know, if you, you know, if you're encountering somebody on your job, I believe the Lord's talking to somebody. If you will use that scripture, you will be amazed. God, you know, this person is doing me wrong. They're making me look bad. They're talking down to me. They're talking bad to me. But if you will pray, you know, Lord, help you. Let me show kindness. Let me show your virtue, Lord God. Even though this is a tough situation, it is a hard place to be in. And I just want to, you know, let them have it. You know, we might as well be honest with God because He knows what's on the inside of us. He knows what we're thinking and what's going on in our heart. But be honest with Him. But speak out loud. Say it out loud. over and over and over as much as you can during the day. You know, God, I'm going to show kindness no matter what so-and-so says to me. And it is going to be exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think. Amen? Amen. And so that's how we press through those things. And you know what? You might mess up again in the same situation, but you do it over again. You get back up and say, God, I messed it up, but help me to do better. Help me to have the right attitude, show that virtue of kindness. And you keep saying that scripture over and over and over. And, you know, God is going to do something, and it's going to be exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. You couldn't even figure out, you know, how could this work out? How can this person, how could their attitude change? You know, how could they start being nice to me? How can they start speaking more respectful to me? But it's not for us to figure out how. It's for us to just declare what the Word of God says. Declare it over and over and over. Declare it as many times in a day that you have to do it. And then you it'll just come to you that, you know, I can be kind to them. I can show them kindness. I can show them the love of God. Amen? And it will get easier. And that's how we practice.
That's right.
It'll get easier and easier. You'll recognize, hey, this is the enemy using this person to come against me. But, you know, I've got the Word of God, and it's a sharp sword, amen? It's a great, mighty weapon, amen? And keep using that weapon, keep using that sword in that situation. You'll see a change, and it will amaze you. You will see a difference. So kindness is a fruit of the Spirit, and the more we yield to that fruit, the more we're going to see that kindness is going to come more naturally to us. So as we practice kindness, we get better at it. Amen? We just, you know, it's like I thought about golf. You know, my son plays golf. And he would be on the golf field or whatever you call it. What is a golf thing? It's a golf thing. What is it? Golf course. He would be on there 24/7 if he could, believe me. But anyway, you know, the more you practice golf or the more you practice any kind of sport, you get better at it. Amen? You get better and better. And that's the way it is when you practice kindness. It comes more naturally. You get better and better at it. And Pastor was talking about benefits. There are benefits to kindness. Did you read Proverbs 11 and 17? I can't remember what you read. Okay, did you read it in the Amplified Classic Edition? Let's just have a conversation. Y'all just hold on right here. I'm going to read it anyway, okay? Y'all act like, oh, I have never heard that before. Praise God, that's good stuff. Proverbs 11 and 17 in the Amplified Classic says, "The merciful, kind and generous man benefits himself, for his deeds return to bless him. But he who is cruel and callous to the wants of others brings on himself retribution." And then I want to read that also in the Living Bible. And maybe I don't, because I don't have it in my... I lost it somewhere. Man, has anybody got the Living Bible? Because it was good. Okay. Oh, I got it written down. Praise God. Glory to God. The Living Bible Translation. "Your own soul is nourished when you are kind." I love that. My soul needs nourishing, doesn't yours? Amen? So just being kind, your soul is nourished, and that's so good. You know, all of us need our souls to be nourished, don't we? Praise God. So... you know, our souls is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And we need nourishment in all three. Amen? All three. We need it all. So, you know, I want to be in agreement with the Lord, don't you? I want to be in agreement with His benefits so I can receive from those benefits. Yeah, and so I love it. I love the Word of God. Praise God. And then Proverbs 19:17, and this is the new century version. It says, being kind to the poor is like lending to the Lord. He will reward you for what you have done. There is a reward for being kind. And then that scripture also in the Common English Bible says, those who are gracious to the poor lend to the Lord, and the Lord will fully repay them. So you got good things coming to you as you are kind. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I love benefits, don't you? Amen. So, I don't know how much time we got. I always tell Pastor after every service, I said, I need a clock up there because I don't know where I'm at. Praise God. Okay. So, does God honor kindness? And this was just a revelation to me. I woke up during the middle of the night, and this has been a couple of nights, the Lord said, Rahab. And I knew that I was supposed to insert her, her message into this. And I had never seen this before. But can y'all hold on for a lot of scriptures? I could just, kind of go over it, but a lot, we don't read that story very often, do we? And I missed it. I had read this many times, but I had missed the whole meaning of what the Lord was trying to say to us. So, I believe Rahab would say that the Lord honors kindness. Joshua 2, chapters 1 through 16, and this is the King James. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. Y'all just hang on with me. I put it on a lot of sheets of paper. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said this, there came men unto me, but I wist not hence they were. Now this is King James, so here's some hints and wits and how that is in King James. It says, and the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. Now they knew John and Monica. I don't know how that happened, but they knew the fords. That was a funny. Thank y'all for being not kind and laughing for me. But the men pursued after them the way to Jordan and to the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Now Rahab, she had a fear of God, didn't she? Amen. There was a fear of God on the inside of Rahab, and she was honoring the Lord by honoring His people. And then says, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. She had a respect for God, didn't she? She knew God was on these people's side. And now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, she has showed them kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Amen. She had the fear of the Lord in her, but she showed them kindness. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall. And she dwelt upon the wall, and she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go up on your own. So she was giving them a lot of wisdom. She was giving them direction. She had determined in her heart she was going to give them kindness, and she was going to help these men, amen, so that they would not be killed. And then continuing in Joshua chapter 6, and starting with verse 22, it says, but Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman, and all that she has, as ye swear unto her. God honors kindness, I tell you, he honors it. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred. Now they didn't just bring out, just the closest relatives. All of the kindred, everyone, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Amen? So God, he honored Rahab because of her kindness. Amen? She helped the men of God out. She would, didn't have to do that. She could have said, no, you get out of my house. You're going to cause me to get killed. You're going to get my household killed. But no, she chose to show kindness to the men of God. Amen? And God honored her kindness. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And how many times has he honored our kindness? And how many times would we have gotten some special goodness of God, received some special goodness of God, had we been kind? Amen? So God saved Rahab and all of her kin. So does God reward kindness? Does he reward it? I believe God does reward kindness. Amen? I believe it with all my heart. And just a few more scriptures. I'm going to end with this, these scriptures. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 40, in the King James, it says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep between the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Kindness goes a long ways with God. Amen. It goes a long ways. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that y'all received something this morning. I received a lot when we were just when we were preparing for these messages. Amen. And realize, you know, we just think kindness just kind of casual, don't we? It's something if I feel like I want to do today, if I want to be kind. If I don't, that's okay. But if we want to honor God, amen, we will put on that robe of kindness, amen, whether we feel like it or not, whether, you know, I got up on the right side of the bed or not, whether I made it to the coffee pot or not, you know. We have to put on that kindness. You know, we have to put on that kindness, and God honors it, and there are benefits from being kind, putting on his virtues, amen. Praise God. Let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, we haven't done this in a while, so I want us to open up this morning for anyone that wants to receive Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives. Or maybe you have lived for God. Maybe you have had God as your Lord and Savior, asked Jesus into your heart before, but you're not living where you want to live. You're not living as close to the Lord as you once did, and you want to get back to that place. So I want to just open this up for you today. First of all, if you have never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life and you want to do that today, just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I make you my Lord and Savior. Lord, I surrender my life. I surrender my will to you. And I give you myself as an offering and a sacrifice for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I tell you, it's the best offering, the best sacrifice you've ever given in your life. Amen. It is wonderful. Even on those days, you know, there's days where, you know, we don't wake up and think, wow, praise God, glory, 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 you know, and everything, you feel wonderful, everything in your life is going great. But even on those days where you don't feel that way, if you really think about where would my life be if I didn't have Jesus in my life? Amen. What would my life really be like if I didn't have Jesus? And so, you know, it's a life that you will never regret having. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, oacionlinegiving.com/4832, or you